I just want to rectify what I mentioned yesterday in Schuss of Jonathan, who pointed out yesterday the pop-up toy tent. So I mentioned, I'm not sure why it's also, but Jonathan said it is also, and he's 100% right. Because I looked up and I saw that the poskim said that since a pop-up tent, do you know the ones for children? So they say that it's too close, it's so similar looking, and it resembles so much the and real oil, therefore it has to be also. It's true that it's only temporary, and it's true that it's only a toy, but since it is so similar to an oil, therefore it's a svara noisenes, it's the svara dictates that it's also, and that's when I saw the poskim taka say that it's also. Okay, we're up to Simon Shin Tes Vav, towards the end, Sif Tes. And Allah is as follows, Meshameres, this is a strainer, an enormous strainer. Shetolino Solas is Boishmorim, sediments which you want to sieve through an enormous strainer. Enormous. Loss is Boishmorim to give the sediments in it, Lesanein, to sieve through it, Umoichsrin Piole Koltsat. So imagine an enormous strainer which is stretched on various sides, and you want to put sediments through to sieve it through. Choshvas Yas oil, just to spread this out and kind of put it all over, that itself is also because of oil. Choshvas yas oil v'osulin toisot. Yes, it is also to stretch it. So I'm not allowed to stretch this enormous strainer for the sediments to go through. It is also. So you could have argued that, come on, this doesn't look like a tent. But the answer is, no, it does look like a tent. You over here have two sides and a roof. And this is something which is protecting the inside it. It's looking after what's inside it. And therefore, that's also with Rabbanon. Yes, there's another problem over here. Anyway, hope you also, you're allowed to sieve on Shabbos. Anyway, it's also, but never mind that. It's also to actually put up the strainer is also on Shabbos because of Asiyas oil. Sieved Yud. Now, we have to get the Metzias clear over here. And Mishnah Berurah Sifka Lamedzayin is going to help us. But let's first see what Shulchan Aruch says on the top of page 248. Talis Kfula. This is a baguette. Talis means over here a clothing, a garment. Kfula, which is folded over. Shehoyu ole achutin. There were strings attached. Shehoyu so tluya b'ayam erev Shabbos. And this was all attached before Shabbos. Mutal in toiso umutal eforko. You're allowed to put it up, allowed to take it down. What on earth is going on over here? It's a talis kfula, folded talis, a folded baguette, which is has strings attached, and that is allowed to take it down and put it up. What is he talking about? Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Zayin explains. Talis kfula, shenos no lamoit. This is on a rod. Hanosin bin shtek son. You've got two walls, and it's a rod or a beam stretched between both sides, between two walls. So it's top on two. You've got a rod, which is lying on two walls, between two walls. V'shnei roshi akof akef v'el mishulosh n'magia l'oretz. You're now putting a garment over this rod. Shnei roshi akef on two sides. Mishulosh n'magia l'oretz reach the floor. You've got this very long, very large garment, which you put over, you fold over this rod, which is lying on two walls. So imagine, one wall, two wall opposite it, you put that thing on top of it, reaching both walls, stretched over it, one wall, two wall, it's lying on top of it, and now you're putting a baguette over it, which is it's going over it. So in a way, you're making a tent over here, aren't you? It's a bit like a tent. Yeah, you're right. It is not reaching all the way, correct?
It's just over the...
Yes, it is. So now he says as follows. You're also asking b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, the Miki Oil Arai, because you're making oil Arai. Just the fact that you're putting this baguette over it, and you are kind of putting it over it in order to have some area underneath it which is protected, that is considered an oil arai. Yeah.
Now, Uvoloima, but it is teaching us. So, but if the scenario is, the situation is, that this baguette was already over it before Shabbos, it was already over that beam before Shabbos, and there were strings onto that garment, there were strings attached to this baguette, and these strings are here to be pulled to the side, and then stretch it over. So imagine, you have this baguette which is over it, and there is strings, and the strings are here for you to pull both sides and put it across like this. Then the halacha is, what Shulchan Aruch is talking about, I'm going over the words. If this garment was, this long sheet was over the moit, over this rod, Merev Shabbos before Shabbos, and there was strings attached to it. Shall Yodan push the Nikzoisea through those strings, you stretch it, you pull it, Nikzoisea to its edges. Mutalefoshto b'Shabbos, I'll call Erech Amoit. You would be allowed to pull it and put it across like this. You'd be allowed to do that. And the reason is since the strings are there and it's easy to pull it through the aid of those strings, consider if there isn't oil already, and not only there isn't oil here already, but there is also strings over here which tell us that this is all meant to be an oil. We learned that if there is already a starting of an oil before Shabbos, what's the halacha? It's mutter, you're allowed to finish it off. Here also, it was to some extent existing already, and plus this additional element of it having strings to it, that makes it mutter now to pull it across and make it into a greater tent. That's the yesod, yeah. Again, that if you have, you leave it open. I don't know why, because you've got a schach there. No, I don't know. What do you tell about Fengel? It's interesting because I saw today something about it. I think in Ochel Shabbos, and I didn't internalize what he says. So maybe I looked it up. I nearly sure Ochel Shabbos speaks about this. What you're mentioning. Okay. Okay, let's continue with Sif Yud Aleph. Kilas Chasanim She'ein Begago Tefach. I am not 100% clear what the case over here is. I do understand that it's Kilas Chasanim, it's a canopy. So it's a kind of chuppah, She'ein Begago Tefach, which doesn't have a full Tefach on top. It doesn't have a full Tefach on top. Veloi Bepoch Mishloish Yostomach Legago Eichav Tefach. And he also doesn't have a slant that it goes more than a tefach high within three tefachim. So now, the halacha is, or it is less than a tefach. Hoil, the roof is not a full tefach, it's less than that. Hoil, since sheim is ukenes lekach, since a kilas chasanim, a canopy for chasanim, is meant for that, mutal in toisa, mutal leforka, you're allowed to stretch it, you're allowed to take it down. Vehu, and that is shloite mishuleshes melamito v'tefach. Tis as long as it is not rolled a full tefach. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah explains over here. In Zivkot and Mem, scenario seems to be as follows: Eight achot oimed l'roish hamito. You've got one wood which is sticking l'roish hamito on the head of the mito. Kavoya me'amito. It's one beam which is on the Rosh HaMitah, on the end of them, on the head, of, on the top of the Mitah, Kuvoya Me'amitah, V'chein Oymeit, Eitz B'Magolis HaMitah. There is one beam which is sticking on the top and one in the bottom. V'moit Nosno Le'em, and there is one rod across from one beam to the next. V'posht Alamoit Vilon Godoil, and there is a sheet attached to this rod. V'shnei Rosh and Yoridi Mikan Elikan Kemin Oil,
so what I understand is that you've got a bed, a kind of thing. You've got two beams, and there's something sticking on the beam. One beam on this side, one beam on that side, and then something over here. You've got a viloin, a curtain across like this. So now you're not allowed to. What Shulchan Aruch is telling us, you are not allowed to. The top, if the beam on top is not a full tefach, you're allowed to take it down. This curtain, you're allowed to take it down. You're allowed to put it up again.
That's the Mishnah Berurah seems to be explaining. That's what he says. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be This whole construction is made like this from before Shabbos. Therefore, it's mutter. Here, as opposed to early sif, there's no strings attached. But nevertheless, you are allowed to use it. Also, but if it's not intended like that, it's not constructed like that, it would be also.
So what seems to be the case is, I'm not 100% clear, but what I understand is you've got one beam on this side, one beam on that side, and you've got a rod across, and there's a viloin over here, a viloin, a curtain across. The fact that you're using this is not considered. It's not considered an oil, asiyas oil. And although in the earlier seif we learned that you need to have strings attached to spread it and to use it, here you don't need to, because it's in the first place initially constructed in a way that you can use this curtain into all directions, and therefore it's not considered asiyas oil. That's what the case of Kiras Chasanim seems to be. See if you'd base. Now, see, now we learned our paroiches. This is again a curtain. And the curtain we're talking about over here is a Shulchan Aruch's voice, Losh Narambam. Manoite poiches v'chiyotze b'zeh, tzorich shalolas is oil b'shar shenoite. When you are, hanging a poiches, this is now talking about hanging a poiches, hanging a curtain. When you're hanging a curtain and similar, tzorich leizoyer, you must be careful, shalolase oil b'shar shenoite. When you're hanging up a curtain, make sure that you are not making an oil when you hang it up. Lefichach, therefore, imi poroiches gdoila, if it's a particularly long curtain, toilin oisosh time, you must have two people hanging it up. Havel echot also, but one person alone is also. So what he's saying is as follows. When you're hanging up a curtain, you have to ensure that you're not making an oil. Occasionally, when you're having a curtain, if it doesn't have the right attachments, you would just take the curtain and put it across in a way that you're going to end up making an oil. So now we're saying you have to make sure that when you hang up a curtain, just make a mechitza. That's fine. To make a mechitza is fine. Because remember in Sif Aleph we learned that asiyas mechitza is mutter unless it's a mechitza materis. Very good. But if it's not a halachic mechitza, just to put the mechitza up is mutter. So here again, if you're just putting up a curtain, you're putting up a curtain, you're allowed to do so. But Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here, you've got to ensure that when you're making this mechitza, when you're making this curtain, you have to ensure that you don't throw it all the way across in a way that you are going to have beyond the curtain, it's going to carry on up and then down again, and thereby creating a oil. That would be also. So he says, if it's a lefichach, therefore, if it's a particularly large curtain, turn in, you have to always ensure that it's two people hanging up. Why is he helping if it's two people? What does he help if it's two people? Very practically. Exactly. You don't have to. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be practically. You're going to just hang it up neatly, and you don't have to put it across. It's not going to be an oil. But if it's one person, it's also.
And if this is something which has a ceiling, and most chenoyos are filo asora. Here, if this is something which is not only a curtain, but it's actually beyond the curtain, there's another roof, then it's even worse. Then even afilu asora, even if it's 10 people, you've got a problem. Sheef shushalay dikba meat man oritz v'tase oil. You're going to end up making oil. But I want to explain this. This is as follows. You are intending to make an oil. This is really relevant. You are intending to make a mechitza. You're intending to make all you want to do is a curtain. Imagine, you've got what could be a case in shul or a home, whatever it is. Pardon? Yeah, very good, very good. So all you want to do is you want to hang up the curtain. You want to hang up a curtain. Innocently, you want to hang up a curtain. Anything wrong with hanging up a curtain? No, nothing wrong with hanging up a curtain. But now we're learning that if it's a particularly large one, there is something seriously wrong. Because potentially you could throw it across, and then you've got a mechitza. And then you've got a mechitza, and then you've got a gag, and then you've got a mechitza going down. And you've now created an oil. Very good. How wide is the gag in order you've got a problem? The answer is, Mishnah Berurah says over here, that it is, in Tzivkot Mem Dalet, he says it, look at Mishavus of Kot Mem Dal, Bishar Shanoi, to claim that Bishar Shanoi is a bit Yasu, when you hang it up, Techush Miskapeles Meat Merochva, it tends to sometimes fold over. Be me a careful tefach, and if the folding is a tefach, have the oil you've created in the oil. So the answer to your question of Gideon is one tefach. So, comes out, if you have a very large curtain to hang up, make sure that you're not doing it on your own, because if you're doing it on your own, you're going to end up throwing it across and you're creating a tefach. If it's two people, you'll be able to hang it up one side, other side. You're not going to fold it over and it's going to be okay. Yeah. Seif Yud Gimel. And that's the final seif of the siman and the final seif for tonight. Beget sheshoitchin al piachovis lechasois. Very similar, and that's maybe even more noigia on a day-to-day basis, on a regular Shabbos. You want to cover up a baget, you have a garment, you're spreading it over a barrel. You're taking a big towel and you're spreading it over the barrel. Is that a problem, yes or no? You're taking a towel and you're putting it over the barrel. Is that mutter also? Mutter? You're covering the barrel. Yet, say, you're protecting the barrel. Mutu, why?
No, using it.
But why are you not creating an oil? Oh, very good. So, initially, after having learned this earlier, see, if you'd have assumed that if you take a towel or a sheet and you put it over a barrel, you'd start thinking, oh, watch out. You're actually doing a problem over here. You've got mechitz on this side, you've got a ceiling on that side, you've got mechitz on the outside, you've actually created an oil by putting the towel across. No, you would have thought so. Pardon? Oh, very good. That's what Chonoch is saying. Very gishmak. Oh, Baruch Hashem. We've learned well. Because the halacha is that it's takemutza. And because, beged shoytchen al piyach hovis lechasos, loy shetchen al pnei kuloi mishum oil. He said that you mustn't, the Shulchan Aruch initially says now, but wait a minute, he says you mustn't spread it across because you are creating an oil, to not put a baguette over a barrel because you're making an oil, but leave some revealed, leave some open, because by leaving it open you're not creating an oil. And here comes the disclaimer, which is exactly what you said, those words, kshakuba, perish kli, when this barrel, this keli, this vessel, this barrel, chasera tefach, when it's not fully, when it's not full to the top, there's a tefach missing. Havalimeno chasera tefach, but if it is completely full to the top, mutet ain't coming out because there's no oil. So he's saying, you know, when you've got this barrel, if it is, so yes, we're learning as follows, if you've got this barrel, of Gishmaka, yeah, so Gishmaka wine. So if you're covering it like this, now it depends. If it is full to the top, that's exactly what Jonathan mentioned, then it's not a problem at all. Because all you're doing is, you're not, as you said, the key word is airspace. There is no airspace. You're covering it up,
covering it up and covering it up on all sides. But the ma'isa, there is no airspace over it. You know, there's no oil if it's filled with wine. There's no oil if it's filled with anything. Oil, by definition, is you're covering something up with this airspace. There's no airspace over here, so therefore it's mutter. Therefore, you are allowed to cover a full barrel with a towel. However, if there is a tefach missing, if it's been drunk already, somebody drank already at least a tefach, or even more than a tefach, if it's half empty, or it's completely empty, then the halacha is you may not put a something over it, because the mindset is you're creating it, you're making a... No, so you're right, we are talking about, you're right, we're talking about without a lid, yes. Yeah, so... Yeah, the ma'isa, what's an interesting hatter as well, we have to realize that, let's say even if it is half empty, we learn now that it's also to spread it across. Shulchan Aruch is now matir, the words are, I'm going over the words, a beggar tshoitchin al piachoves, if you're covering, you're spreading a garment over the barrel, lechas is to cover it, lo yishitchin al pnei kula, do not spread it all across the barrel, mishum oil, because you are making oil, el yaniach ktas menu megula, believe some of it revealed. So we're learning a hatter. If you're not covering it completely, but there is some amount of it which remains open, that is mutter. That is mutter, and that the Issa Asiyas oil does not apply. And then again, Hanamilik Shakuv Chaser Tefach, that's if it's slightly empty, but if it's completely full, then there's no Asiyas oil. An umbrella that touches? Are you referring to those that are attached to the hats? Yeah. So you're saying if a person, there's obviously the Gehotzah Shaila, but leaving this aside, if it's opened up already, well, I'm saying, yeah, so, it's true. How could it be that it's, there's always going to be on the sides, the wings. And the only thing that it reminds me of is a little bit those umbrellas that I really like, the ones you attach on your heads. It's very good. They're really good. At least you have got both hands available. If you've got, you know, those umbrellas which you attach on it. No, it's a very, but here again, it also, would also be also, I would argue, because a big part of it is not covering, is beyond your head, and therefore it's taka also. Okay, Rabbi said this is the end of the Siman. Of the Siman Shin Tezvav, which we covered extensively, the halachas of Asiyas oil, Arai. Tonight we learned the halachas of Paroiches. We spoke about the Mishmeres, of the strainer, and we spoke also about the Beged Shotchan Lachavos, the clothing which is covering the barrel, and the two Eterim which we discussed over there. I wish you a very good Shabbos, Rabbeisai, and I'm looking forward to starting on Sunday. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach, Shemoy Simin Shin Tezayin, the Lachas of Tzod, Peshabbos, which is the Lachas of catching, hunting, catching and trapping animals. Completely new Simin, Be'ezer Hashem. Looking forward to discussing that next week, Be'ezer Hashem.